I mean, do we have too many scientific deniers in our country, or do we give too much prominence to those who want to look the other way at science?
There's some of those, and dare I implicate some elements of journalism in this, because there's your journalistic ethos, not to tell you what your ethos is, but as I understand it, and it's been told to me, the journalist's obligation when writing a story is to give equal column space to all sides, or half to one of each side. And if someone says the earth is round and someone says the earth is flat, at some point you're going to make a judgment. The earth is flat, people, is just flat out wrong. Right. I will not be giving them the attention. We're wasting time, and I'm not doing a service to in my role of informing the public. And so I think journalists are really smart people, and they're highly educated, and they're curious. They have the curiosity that kids have that they still have as adults. That's the other kind of branch of curiosity manifested in society, scientists and journalists. And that's a great thing to have. But at some point, invest your brain energy to recognize when something is fringe and report it that way. And so when you do that, people then are properly informed about what is and is not true, what is an emergent truth, what is a truth that's in doubt, what is a truth, what is something that has been refuted. Be responsible on that frontier, and I think that'll help. That'll help my job, certainly.